Holy God, we offer you these gifts and pray that your Spirit would sanctify them and multiply them for use in your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading today is Psalm 124, praise for deliverance from enemies. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. Then their wrath was kindled against, when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ as read in the Gospel of Matthew. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled under by foot. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. As you're seated, tell your neighbor that God loves you, and so do I. Amen. Who are you? Some psychologists suggest that for every negative message elementary age children hear about themselves, they need to hear 10 positive ones to restore their sense of self-esteem to where it had been previously. Some children, to put it another way, become what they are named. These psychologists believe that if you call a child bad long enough, and he or she will believe you, and they will act bad. Call a child or a teen or an adult or anyone for that matter worthless or unlovable or shameful, and eventually he or she will live into the name we've been assigned. In the same way, call us good or useful, dependable, helpful, and worthwhile, and we will grow into that identity and that behavior as well. Today's gospel text from Matthew comes in the midst of Jesus teaching the Beatitudes, his Sermon on the Mount. And he has just preached these Beatitudes where he calls persons blessed. And then with unwavering authority, Jesus names or calls or speaks into his hearers these words, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You, me, salt and light." Jesus' statements name who we are. Notice that there was not a discipleship study to discover who we are. Jesus did not distribute a survey for his followers to share their thoughts on who they are and what they want to become. There wasn't a vote or the gathering of consensus on what a disciple is and what a disciple could become. No, Jesus names his disciples salt and light. And what a powerful thing for God to say about who we are, given the fact that many of us have heard so many lies about who we are. In these times and in ours, these were astonishing statements to make. Salt was extremely valuable in the ancient world. The Greeks even believed that salt was a divine substance. There's an old Latin jingle which translates, "There is nothing more useful than sun and salt." And a very appropriate jingle if you live on an island. There was even a time when Roman soldiers received their wages in, you guessed it, salt. In fact, the Latin word for salt can be found in the root of the word salary. And when Jesus made this statement, salt meant more than something passed around the table in a shaker. Salt was also used to massage into wounds. Salt was a healing agent used to purify and to heal. Also, salt was used as a preserving agent to make food last. And so Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth." This wasn't meant solely for those who heard Jesus speak that day. This is something that Jesus is still saying to us, his followers. We have been named salt by Jesus to bring healing to wounded persons, to preserve the values that shape who we are, and to bring flavor and the spice of hope, love, and joy in our world. All of us. The second thing that Jesus says is he makes a bold statement and says, "You are the light of the world. You are named light." This is profound, and this is a sermon in and of itself. It's a statement that is worth pondering over in silence and even in meditation to understand what it means. You are the light of the world, not just your friends, not just your mentors, but you. Not just your faith community, but you. Not just those who bring you the most inspiration, but you. Not when you feel like it,
but all the time. You have been named light. Ephesians 5, 8 through 9 says this, "For at one time you were in darkness, but now you are light in the world. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true." Now, the Lighthouse Church has a vision statement that centers the life of our congregation on the light of Jesus Christ and the light by which we have been named by Jesus himself. Do you know what that vision statement is? Want to say it with me? Receiving the light, sharing the light, being the light. Now that was your reminder. Now let's say it like we mean it. Receiving the light, sharing the light, being the light. Receiving the light, sharing the light, being the light. We have great hope as a congregation because we have received the light. We are sharing it and we are being it. We are well-seasoned and salty people. We are a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. We are a city on Gilchrist Avenue that serves this community and our world. Christ is shining through us. You have been named light. Now, congregations can become inward-focused. In this realm of existence, the congregation depends upon which person or which persons are shining next. I like to compare the inward-focused church to an aquarium. The focus becomes on keeping the aquarium in pristine condition, moving the plants and the rocks around in the aquarium, and keeping the pH of the water just right. And people become aquarium keepers instead of fishers of men. The aquarium keeper chooses which fish come in and which fish go out. It's not at all negative, except for the fact that aquariums can only hold certain amounts of salt and limited numbers of fish, and Christ calls us to be fishers of men and not keepers of aquariums. Christ, we are called by Christ to be fishers of all people with rich saltiness and piercing light. Yet the outward focused church, as we are here at the Lighthouse, is missional. We view the church not as an aquarium, but with the widths and depths of the ocean, expansive and salty, diverse, limitless, life-giving, solely dependent on God and not the aquarium keeper. The light of Christ doesn't just shine in the aquarium. It doesn't just shine in the building. We believe that shining the light of Christ in the world so others may see is the purpose of our name. It's the purpose of us being the light of Christ. We have been changed from inside out, from everlasting to everlasting, by the light and the love of Jesus Christ. And this congregation has made the intentional choice to not be inward focused and to look outward. That's why you see so many different kinds of people seated around you. From all over the country and from many different parts of the world. People from different backgrounds, different cultures, different worldviews. And when the light of Christ shines forth, that is just what it does. It shines, and anyone who sees it can receive it. Nothing can stop the light of Christ shining. One of the things that I love about Christmas Eve is that we all get to play with candles as we sing Silent Night. One light is lighted, and then it's shared with one another until the entire church is burning brightly with candlelight. And spiritually, this is no different. We are sharing the light in our peer groups, in our families, in our community, and all over the world. We aren't choosy when sharing the light on Christmas Eve, are we? We share it with whoever is standing next to us. And spiritually and in mission, it's no different. We radically share the light to whoever will receive it in all circumstances. Someone recently shared with me that they became a part of this congregation after being out of church for many, many years. They said there was something different about this congregation. They said it just felt different, like there was something that was going on. I said, I'm new. Tell me what's going on. Because I see it too. There's something that is going on, something spiritual, something that changes lives, something that shines the light of Christ in the world. They said, I don't know why I feel this way, but I just do. And I responded, from my limited experience here, it is because of the light of Jesus Christ shining out of the hearts of our people. The people here put other people first. No matter what. It's not about them. It's about God. And even during seasons of past pain, where there seemed to be darkness, the light of Jesus Christ shone through, and now it is shining brighter than ever because people are lighting their candles. And we are being the light. You and me, all of us together, we are the light of Jesus Christ. Beam the light of Christ and our salvation all around us. This city on a hill, this church cannot be hidden. We have been given the great gift of new life and hope and eternal life from Jesus Christ, our Savior, the light of the world. And the scripture encourages us today to not hide that under a bushel. What are your bushels? What are those things that tempt you to hide your light? Do you want to be liked by certain people? Do you want to have a certain status? Are you afraid of the gospel? I'm telling you, the gospel can be offensive to some. But it is what brings light and life to the world and to all that we are. You've been given the great gift of the light of Jesus Christ. It's no different than lighting a candle and placing something over the top of it so no one can see it. Light your candle. Hold it as high as you can. There is nothing, there is no darkness that can ever put out that light. Beam with the light of Christ and of your salvation. Eberhard Arnold says, even the sun directs our gaze away from itself and to the life illumined by it. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Have you ever really come to terms with God's view of who you are? No matter what any other voice has ever said to you, this is the only voice that really, truly counts. It's the voice of God, spoken to us in his Son, Jesus Christ. Our Lord did not ask us to name ourselves or to collectively decide who we are by democratic process. We are salt and light. And we must remember who we are and the authority from which those names have come. We are the salt and light of Jesus Christ in conversation, in decision making, in family and friendships, and even close and intimate relationships. For every word of despair and discouragement we hear, we have the opportunity to shake salt and to shine light on the situation. Our world is in great need of followers of Christ who are salt and light. We have too many aquariums and too few lighthouses. May we be people who speak words of hope, pour salt into the deep pain and wounds that people carry, and live our faith with action. May we shine the light of Christ as a city on a hill so that all may see their way home. During this historic visit of Pope Francis to the United States, he declared this in Washington. He said, "Go out to the highways and byways. Go out to tell the good news fearlessly, without prejudice, without superiority, without condescension, to all those who have lost the joy of living." Let us be tasty, salty, and well-seasoned. Let us shine in a way that pierces the darkness of every situation that we encounter. My dream for this church is that when persons drive over the bridge to this island, that the light shining from this congregation is the brightest light around. For lack of better words, how tasty are you? How bright is your light? In the name of the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, amen. I'd like to close with this prayer by the Reverend Liz Crumlish from the Church of Scotland. Let us pray. There is no part of life you do not touch, O God. Infusing your rich fragrance, gritty and real, getting in underneath the surface, drawing out and lifting up, winding love all around, until defenses are lowered, barriers broken down, and the power of your love reveals the beauty you intended for all your children. May our actions draw attention to you, to the richness you bring to all life, and the abundance you share, setting the scene for us to share too. Help us to bring light into all the darkness of life, spreading hope for a better world, a world where justice is made real by your children living together in harmony. Help us to bring salt into the blandness of life, encouraging vitality and joy in living in a world that dares to hope for the future that you promise, where all your children will know themselves, loved and valued and treasured, created in your image, bringing you glory forever. Amen.